Welcome to SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and a little lanyette for you too. Today it's the Swamp Swami 2019 College Football Bowl Recap. With only one college football game to go, that's LSU and Clemson on Monday night, the 2019 bowl season is now over. There were 39 bowl games played this season involving teams with six or more wins. Only 6-6 Toledo and 6-6 Missouri were left out of the bowl season this year. And with mediocre records like that, my bet is that fans of the Rockets and the Tigers of Missouri were glad to have remained home for the holidays. Nothing spells holiday fun quite like a trip to Boise, Idaho to play in the famous Potato Bowl game in early January, huh? Well, this isn't a knock for those people in the fine city of Boise. It is a reminder, though, of the absurd number of meaningless bowl games which are now being played during the holiday season. Now, the reason we just had 39 bowl games is simple. It makes money for Disney's ESPN division. During the holiday season, even the most unattractive college football bowl matchup is still a live sporting event. The lamest college football game has been proven to garner a significantly larger viewing audience than most holiday movies, network reruns, and other holiday fare. A live sports event, and especially a four-hour commercial-infused college football game, offers ESPN's advertisers a chance to pitch their products to the coveted male-dominated buying audience, which many of those advertisers are trying to reach. Automakers, jewelry stores, and other holiday merchants are more than willing to spend advertising dollars on ESPN in order to reach the multitudes of last-minute male shoppers who just happen to be watching a college football game that night. Now, if 39 bowl games weren't enough for you this year, you're in luck. Get ready for number 40 this coming December. Yes, welcome to the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Personally, I'd prefer to visit Myrtle Beach from May through October, but the South Carolina tourist city wants to join in the holiday party of bowl, i.e. marketing games. Let's check in and see how old Swamp Swami did with his bowl predictions for 2019. In review, I provide my ranking of all 130 large division FBS college football teams at the end of the regular season, and then when the bowls were announced, I projected each game's winner as being the team with the higher ranking from my survey coming into each bowl game. Well, how did we do this year? Out of the 39 college football bowl games, my ranking system provided 25 winners and 14 losers. Now, that's a 64.1 winning percentage.
Excellent.
Now, admittedly, I was hopeful that my selection method would get us above the two-thirds mark, or 67% winning percentage. However, 64% isn't a total loss either. I've received a little feedback that my ranking system tends to give too much credit to the little guys of college football who had great season records, and it also discounts some of the teams from the larger conferences who have played more games against stronger competitors. All noted. In that vein, my biggest disappointment of the postseason was 12-1 Boise State, who I had number 6 in my rankings, being absolutely obliterated 38-7 by a 6-6 University of Washington team, which I had ranked at number 64 in the old SwampSwami.com poll. But then again, I doubt anyone else saw that route coming either. Now let's examine how each of the major conferences fared in the 2019 bowl season. The winner, by a landslide at 78%, was the Southeastern Conference, who went 7-2, pending the game with LSU and Clemson this coming Monday. The Independents went 2-1 for a 67% winning percentage. The Sun Belt Conference surprisingly went 3-2 for 60%. At 4-3, the American Conference, Mountain West, and Pac-12 conferences all were at 57% winning percentage. Now the losers. The Big Ten went 4-5 for 44%. The Mid-America Conference, 3-4. The ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, went 4-6 for a 40% winning percentage. Conference USA, only 3-5, 37.5%, but the biggest loser by far. The Big 12 Conference, which went 1-5 for a lousy 16.7% winning percentage. Looking ahead to the 2020 college football season, perhaps I should give some thought to assigning a weighting of the conferences based on this year's bowl season results to improve the predictability of next year's postseason matchups. We'll have to think about that one. But all in all, the Swamp Swami College Football Rankings were quite fun to produce for you each week, and I hope provided a little spice to the traditional approaches of how teams are ranked. Thanks again for your support, and I am looking forward to seeing you again next season. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.